people are calling out celebrities today who don't have a single hater.
Oh, that's interesting. Who possibly could that be?
I wonder if we have an issue with any of these people. But I looked at the list and I went, not really.
I could think of only one. The only person that I can think of that everybody loves and nobody has an issue with and has no haters is Paul Rudd.
He's on the list.
Of course he is. He's the only celebrity that everybody loves. Like, it's almost like if you don't like Paul Rudd, something's wrong with you.
Cher is number 20.
What? Okay, stop it right there. I follow Cher on Twitter. She is very liberal and she tweets a lot of hate at the Republicans and at Donald Trump. She has a lot of haters. I think you're reading the wrong list.
Okay. Well, I have nothing to hate Cher about. Number 19, Tom Hanks.
Right. Yeah. He's a very lovable character. People love. Yeah. And, you know, remember, it was when Tom Hanks got COVID. People were like, oh, this is a thing.
Yeah. And then him and his wife got it. And we were like, well, let's hope he gets better. Number 18, I agree. Jack Black.
Everyone loves Jack Black.
He's probably one of the top 10 happiest human beings alive.
And it's funny, you know, I watched there's a big show in the UK. It's like the David Letterman or the Jimmy Kimmel of the UK. This guy, Jonathan Ross. Yeah, Jonathan Ross is his name. So, you know, I have BritBox and they just released all the Jonathan Ross episodes. Mm-hmm. Guess which one I watched immediately?
Jack Black.
The Jack Black one. I was like, Jack Black on Jonathan Ross? That has to be good. And they did a marshmallow eating contest where they were just shoving marshmallows in their mouths. And of course, Jonathan Ross was like trying to eat it. Jack Black, I was cracking up. He just took a bunch of them and just shoved them all in his mouth. It was one of the funniest things I've seen him do in a long time. It was great.
Number 17. I think people could have said bad things when he was alive, but now Robin Williams, people only remember the good things. Number 16, and there's a video out yesterday about this guy, and he is probably one of the nicest people, Keanu Reeves.
Oh, you know what? When I said Paul Rudd, I should have also said Keanu Reeves. Everybody loves Keanu. Everybody. Yes, 100%.
He bought all the stuntmen on the new movie Rolex watches, all matching what? Rolex watches. And there's a video of them. They're moving equipment from one place to another in one of the new movies he's in. He's carrying all these things. And people are like, no, we'll carry it. He's like, I got it. Leave me alone.
Let me help, yeah.
So
I've heard stories of him on sets or in places where he just like bought pizza for everybody. People are like, we're hungry. Lunch was so long ago. We're running late. He's like, that's it. We're taking a break. I'm buying pizza. We're having a pizza party.
All right. 15, Danny DeVito.
I don't know that anyone has an opinion about him one way or the other.
But he seems like a nice guy. I mean,
yeah, he seems like an okay guy.
You can't have anything bad to say about him. Number 14, I kind of have something bad to say about him, but Weird Al.
People hate Weird Al.
He's a nice guy. But
I'm sure he's a nice guy, but people think he's ridiculous. In fact, a lot of the parodies he did, people were upset because they felt he was making fun of the pop stars and rappers that they loved.
I was a good friend with Weird Al's record company guy, Gary Gratzer. So I had to interview Weird Al one time. So I call up Gratzer before and I said, dude, you got to give me some Al dirt. So he gave me all this Al dirt. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. So the interview starts and I go, Weird Al, he's on the air. And he goes, hey, how you doing? I was like, I just got off the phone with Gary Gratzer. Click.
What? He hung up on you?
He hung up on me. All right. There you go.
Well, that's a jerk move. Who does that? You're doing an interview.
Yeah. He knew that I knew things about him that he didn't want to get out.
See, he's a jerk. We hate him now.
Yeah. Number 13, Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Everybody loved him. Mm. I mean, his death was really heartbreaking. Because he was so beloved. He was such a great actor. He was about to work on a million different things. Because he was so beloved in Hollywood, everybody wanted to work with him. So his career was about to really, actor. Really blow up. Yeah, great actor, great guy.
12, Paul Rudd.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, how can you hate Paul Rudd? Number 11, Hugh Jackman.
Paul Rudd is the guy who never ages, by the way. Never.
Yeah, and people say he's just like the people he plays in the movie. He's the same guy. 11, Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yes. Yeah, people do like Hugh Jackman. That's
Number 10, Dev Patel.
Okay. I didn't know that Dev Patel was a big enough star, but I could see that people probably love Dev Patel. Yeah, you know exactly who Dev Patel is. Let me think what he's been in it that you've seen. You know him from... So you don't know any of the movies that he's done. I mean, he's the guy who won the Oscar for Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, I never saw that.
You never saw The Last Airbender. He was in Newsroom. He was Neil in Newsroom. You didn't watch that either.
No, nobody watched that.
I know. I can't. You know what? Modern Love you didn't watch. Yeah, you don't watch any of the stuff that Hotel Mumbai you wouldn't have seen.
Yeah.
So he's a really good actor. He seems like a really sweet guy.
Number 9. So we're in the top 10 now. Number 9, Betty White.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
And the quote is, one of the best things about 2020 is that we didn't lose Betty White.
You know, when I was at PLJ, we interviewed Betty White. I forgot what she was promoting her dog charity. She works on dog stuff, and she was doing some big event, I think with Macy's or somewhere in Times Square, and she was promoting her dog charity. And I said to her, you know, all these years, she mentioned her husband, Alan Ludden, who died very young. And I said, you know, all those years, you never got remarried. And she said, when you're with the best, you can't have the rest. I thought it was really sweet.
Wow.
Yeah. She's still to this day madly in love with her husband who died when they were like, I think they were in their 40s.
So that was 60 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe 50s. Yeah. They weren't that old.
Yeah. Cause she's almost 100 now.
Right.
Number 8, my son will say agree 100%, Tom Holland.
Oh, everyone loves Tom Holland.
He hasn't done anything that people hate. He's just a straight up guy. People say he's the best Spider-Man. I don't believe it, but my son Brandon thinks he is the best Spider-Man.
But he's really smart because he's also dating Zendaya, who is also like completely beloved, like one of these actresses that everybody loves. She's really sweet. She's been always on red carpets. People just can't get enough of her. They can't stop putting her in television series. Like, she's also beloved. So the two of them together are almost like Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm. Number 7, Jim Henson.
The Muppet guy?
The Muppet guy. Come on. He made the Muppets. He made the Kermit. You can't hate that guy.
No, you can't hate that guy.
Number 6, Alex Trebek.
Oh, everybody loved him too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a sad loss. Yes.
Number 5. So we're in the top 5 now. Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah. Dolly Parton is everyone. She's another one that people just, everybody loves her. Every age group, my grandmother loves her. I love her. My 5-year-old niece loves her. Like, literally everybody loves her.
Number 4. And if you haven't seen the movie, you should. Mr. Rogers.
Right. Right. Mr. Rogers seems like a guy that everybody loved. I think he's a very specific generation. I don't know that everyone knows who he is necessarily.
Yeah. You got to watch the movie to find out who he really was. But I have friends who grew up in Pittsburgh and they would fight for this guy. They're like, no, you can't say a bad word about him ever. He's just the greatest man ever to live.
Well, Mr. Rogers, I mean, he was just pleasant and kind. And when you watch the old episodes now, you know, you could see why everybody loved him.
Number 3, Julie Andrews.
Yeah. So you're getting into people that are not really part of our pop culture anymore. And you have to explain to people who Julie Andrews is. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's from Sound of Music. And she's sort of iconic when it comes to Broadway. And she was a singer and a star and a movie star. But another person, again, you're right. Somebody who was absolutely beloved, didn't have any scandals during her time.
She hasn't had a scandal in 50 years that she's been famous.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty awesome. Maggie Smith is number 2.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
She's from the Harry Potter series.
Harry Potter series and Downton Abbey, people know her from.
Okay. Yeah. So everybody loves her. Number two. Number one, Rick Moranis.
What?
The guy actually stopped acting to take care of his kids after his wife died.
Oh, so nobody can say.
Remember when he got hit? Somebody walked up to him and smacked him, and the whole world was like, you can't smack Rick Moranis. What are you doing?
Right, the whole world went nuts. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's number one on the list that nobody can find anything bad to say.
Well, I didn't know that he left acting to take care of his kids after his wife died. I mean, like, that's it. He's sainthood. Sainthood is that's it right there.